The story went on in long, unfurling purple sentences like that one. It was a lurid, barely fictionalized account of the murder of Ben Rifkin in Cold Spring Park. In the story, the park was renamed Rock River Park. Newton was called Brooktown. Ben Rifkin became a shifty, villainous bully called Brent Malice. I assumed Jacob wrote it, but there was no way to be certain. There was nothing in the story that gave away the writer's identity. The voice did sound like an adolescent, and Jacob was a bookish boy who had been lurking in the cutting room long enough to learn the genre. The author had at least a passing knowledge of Cold Spring Park, which was described pretty accurately. Still, the most I could say with certainty was that Jacob had read the story, which proved nothing, really. So I got on with the business of lawyering away at the evidence, minimizing it, defending Jacob. The story was no confession. There was nothing in it that I recognized as non-public information. The whole thing might have been pieced together out of newspaper clippings and a vivid imagination. Even the most chilling detail, when Ben, or Brent Malice, cried, "Stop, you're hurting me," had been widely reported in the newspapers. As for the non-public information, how accurate was any of it? Even the investigators had no way of knowing whether Ben Rifkin really said, "Hey, faggot," when he saw his killer in the woods that morning, as Brent Malice said to Jason Fears, or whether, when the killer stabbed Ben in the chest, the knife slipped in with no resistance, no bump of bone, no sticking on skin or rubbery organs, like he was stabbing into the air. These things were unwitnessed, unconfirmable. Anyway, Jacob would have realized it was idiotic to write this trash, whether or not he was actually guilty. Yes, he had posted the psycho photo on Facebook, but surely he would not go this far. Even if he had written it or just read it, what did it prove? It would be stupid, yes, but kids do stupid things. The interior of a teenager's mind is an endless war between stupid and clever. This was just a case of stupid winning a battle.